Hello, hello, hello. And finally, after all day laying in bed, I haven't had, how do I say, like a particularly busy day or anything, but I was like working on stuff all day and then playing Valorant, and I took a really long nap and I was like, oh shoot, I'm gonna forget to do my Twitter space. And I was worried that I was gonna fall asleep before doing it, but thankfully, I remembered. Almost a little too late, but I mean, it's not 2 a.m. yet, so I guess it's okay. Hi. If you guys want to talk, you have to use the Discord. Official Face Connect Discord. We can talk in there. I never realized until I'm already in bed how nice being in bed is. No, I don't want to get up. I'm also not hungry, but like, I only want to eat one thing right now. And I don't. Like, I can't get that one thing, so then I don't want to eat anything else, you know? You guys ever get into moods like that? It's kind of annoying when it ends up like that, you know? I guess there's no helping it, but I am just a little bit hungry. I should eat something before I forget, but I don't want to. It's already so late, you know? Things I could work on, or I could not work on, and I could just go to sleep and wake up early, which I might do. I want to eat onion rings. Fried onions. Onion rings. Those are the only thing I want to eat right now, which I like them, but not that much. I just think I haven't been eating very well, the past couple of days, weeks, so I'm in one of those moods. It's like I want to eat whatever I want without feeling guilty. FaZe World mold. What? FaZe World mold on it? Literally nothing does. Blooming onion. Blooming onions are good, but I don't like how messy they are to eat. I like just regular onion rings. They kind of end up tasting the same. I think blooming onions are a little bit more juicy, though, right? Your favorite place to get onion rings? Where do you even get onion rings from? I guess like any type of like family diner. Those always have like. Good onion rings. I'm losing my mind. Leah, it's 6 a.m. in the morning. It's not even 6. It's like not even 2 yet. Where are you at 6 a.m.? What the heck? Haven't had a blooming onion in like 6 months. I don't think I've had any since before 2020. So it's been 2 years. I don't really like blooming onion. I like just regular onion rings. Or I went to like this place recently and I got these French fries. They have like this honey butter seasoning on them. Those are by far the best French fries I've ever had in my entire life. And I really, 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 really want to go back and eat them. And I think I get to go back soon, but not soon enough. That's all I can think about. Only Papa John's is open. I know a lot of people say they don't like Papa John's pizza, but I actually like it because it comes with that dipping sauce that you can use, like the garlic type dipping sauce. I really like that one. I should prop my iPad up if I'm gonna lay on my side. Oh shit, I can't. Yes, I can. I lied. Wait, how do I? How do I make it sit up? There you go. They have spicy garlic sauce? I'll have to try. When I was in academy, a friend of mine got me hooked on ranch dressing on pizza, which I know most people will probably be like, oh, that's kind of strange. Why would you ever eat ranch dressing on pizza? But it's good. It's good. Okay, I know you guys will have strong opinions, but the best type of pizza, and I genuinely mean this with every fiber in my tiny body, is pineapple pizza, red chili flakes, and ranch dressing. It's normal. Ranch on pizza is good enough, but with pineapple too. Ranch on pizza with pineapple and red chili flakes. I also like bell peppers on pizza. I don't like mushrooms or olives, but I really like bell peppers. Pineapple pizza. Pineapple pizza is the best pizza. My absolute favorite type of pizza though is like you have like the red sauce and then the cheese, and they put like a spicy sausage on it, and pineapple, and then you put more red pepper flakes and a little bit of sriracha mayo on top. Mwah! Delicious. Sriracha mayo on pizza is better than ranch on pizza, but sometimes all you have is ranch to put on pizza. Pineapple and chili sounds fine. Yeah, I would say leave off the ranch if you've never had even just pineapple pizza. The best pizzas have meat and not meat. Oh my gosh. Okay. I have to sit up for this one. I have to be in the right head. Speaking of not meat and pizza. Speaking of not meat and pizza, you guys, did you know today? At like noon, I think. Noon PST. Steel Wool Studios announced the Five Nights at Freddy's is getting a DLC! Yeah. That's all I've been thinking about. I took a nap and then I was talking with a friend and we were talking about Freddy Fazbear because, I mean, that's just what I talk about even off stream. So, you guys are wondering, I talk about Freddy Fazbear off stream. But my friend was like talking about Freddy Fazbear and I was like, oh, yeah, I don't remember what the last update for the game was. I think it was just like the bug fixes and stuff. So, I went on to the Steel Wool Twitter and I saw the update. And I cried. I just started crying. Hold your horses. She's morbid. You're fucking Five Nights at Freddy's DLC that doesn't come out till 2023, so I can't end my life before then. The new Five Nights at Freddy's. I have to do it for Freddy Fazbear. If for nothing else, I have to do it for Freddy Fazbear, bros. You know? Ah, I'm so excited. It looks so good. I hope it's not like a absolute disaster like the game actually was, but you know, I can be excited. Okay, look, you send a poster and then I go fucking MatPat on this bitch, right? All right. So, hey guys, welcome to Leah's Game Theory. It's me, Leah. If you don't already know me, go ahead and smash that subscribe button, bang that notification bell, stick your heart on the thumb, the thumbs up. I forget what that's called. Anyways, today we're gonna be going over the Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach Ruined DLC poster. Oh my god, what is that? Is that Chica? Is this related to the bite of 87? This means that Gregory's parents never loved him. And what else does MatPat say? The hole in Freddy Fazbear is where I put my cock in. Yeah. I like that the kid on the poster has light up Skechers too. I really appreciate that. Other than that though, I have nothing else to say about the poster because I am blind. But I'm expecting this to release on January 1st, 2023. And if it does not release on January 1st, 2023, I will be I will morb live on stream. Yes. It was a comic, but no, it's the actual game DLC. It's exciting. Free DLCs draw new players to the game. I absolutely intend to stream it, and then maybe even before the DLC comes out, I'll play Flag Security Breach again all the way through. Can have endless FNAF fun on my channel. Looks like you're playing as a girl. The penetrating Freddy is now official lore. It's official lore. The only thing I penetrate Freddy Fazbear with is my love. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing weird. Just love. Only love for Freddy Fazbear. You guys better not get tired of the FNAF content, because it's just starting, baby. It's just starting. Leah's medicated, and Leah's talking about FNAF. Will we get a FNAF series speed run? I can't play the game for more than 5 minutes, like the first one, without breaking into a cold sweat and then crying. So probably not. But we can definitely talk about 5 minutes at Freddy's in my channel. I don't know what has been up with me recently, though, not being able to play horror games. Like, what was the one I tried to play not that long ago? Mortuary Assistant? Who's that back there? That's Leah! That's me! Just don't be surprised when we move Glamrock Freddy VTuber when it happens. If there was ever a Glamrock Freddy VTuber, would you guys be okay with me having a male voice on my channel for the first and only time? Would that be okay? I don't really like having male voices on my channel if I can help it, but if it was for Freddy Fazbear, would you guys be okay, like, letting me collaborate with Freddy? You can say no. Your opinion means more to me than anything else. But think about the immense amount of joy it would bring your Oshilia to collaborate with Freddy Fazbear. You only morb a little if male. Well, you can't morb at all. Okay, is Freddy Fazbear technically male, or is he bear? Is he bear? Gonna send him soon. You can't Oshi Freddy Fazbear. I'm his only Oshi. You guys can't Oshi my Oshi. No. Okay? I'm Yandere for Freddy Fazbear. So you guys can't send Freddy Fazbear super chats and stuff. Okay, only I can have eyes for Freddy chat. You guys have to only have eyes for me. Freddy Fazbear VTuber is inevitable. They will do it. I will lose my mind. Do you think he'll be voiced by Markiplier? Freddy is male. Golden Freddy is double male. He's got double the manhood. Whoa, kind of like a shark. Nice. Bear gender. Isn't Uruka technically like close to Freddy Fazbear because they're both bears with blue in their color scheme? But Leah, you're not an oil baron. You won't be able to support him alone. I will use all of the money that I earn, and I will send it to Freddy Fazbear. Okay, so like you guys, I guess that would mean like you guys are funding Freddy Fazbear, right? But it has my name on it, so I get all the credit for it. So then he'll end up loving me instead of you guys, and then we won't have to have a Yandere incident, you know? That's a good way it could work, I think. Double male is a double negative, so female. Scott was trying to buy out Chuck E. Cheese. I don't think that's real. Would you guys go to a real life Five Nights at Freddy's Pizza Diner or Pizza Plex if it existed? What? I'm not gonna send anything to Freddy Fazbear. He's not even fucking real, okay? The only time I spent money on Freddy Fazbear was when I bought the statue of Freddy Fazbear, which has nothing to do with anything, okay? The fact that Freddy Fazbear faces my bed and watches over me while I sleep has nothing to do with anything, okay? I would go to Freddy Fazbear's diner and I would stick my head in his mouth. I would let him bite of 87 me. What's the plan for cleanup stream? I'm gonna clean my room. I have a list somewhere of things I need to do. I need to vacuum my room. I need to put laundry away in my room. I need to do more laundry. I need to do even more laundry. I need to take out trash and water bottles and stuff, and then I think that's it. How dirty is there? It's not dirty. No, it's not that dirty. The only thing that's dirty in here is you guys. You guys are the dirtiest thing in my room. Told us about your orange juice cups. I have an orange juice cup on my desk right now. There's no way in hell I'm taking it downstairs, though. I'm too tired. I don't want to move. I just want to vegetate. We're not in your room. Oh. You haven't invited us in. You guys are like vampires. You can't come unless I invite you in. Then that's okay. Stay out. I don't want you in here anyway. I'm in your walls. Feet in my walls. Ooh, yeah, you called me out. What? What? A cheeky bear need of correction, man. Do you invite us in? No. No. No males allowed in my room. No males allowed within 6 feet of me, okay? No male voices, no males near me, no males in the vicinity? Absolutely not. Out. Copium. Copium. Males aren't real, yeah. Only 2D males are real. I identify as an animatronic. Can't wait to meet you. So join the animatronic family. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. We put on the Freddy Fazbear costume. I'm afraid that I'm so beyond saving that if somebody was like, "Hey, Leah, I've got the entire Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach game downloaded on a computer in the back of my car. Want to come play?" I'm the dumbass that would be like, "Oh my God, you have Security Breach in your car right now? No way. I'll come right now." Males only exist in 2D. Exactly. Exactly. What you can't say, Leah, Leah, dot, Leah. It's the truth. I'm just being honest with you guys, okay? I think if somebody told me, "Hey, Leah, I have like Five Nights at Freddy's, Freddy Fazbear, Glamrock Freddy, Security Breach, Freddy Fazbear, Glamrock Freddy, Freddy Fazcock in the back of my car," I'd be like, "No way, that's so cool." FNAF is Leah's, ooh, a piece of candy. It is. I don't mean for it to be, but it just kind of ended up that way. I don't remember who I was before I started playing Five Nights at Freddy's, to be honest. I think it's the only thing that's been keeping me with the adequate amount of serotonin in my life for a while. What? In the back of the car? Freddy Fazbear! Freddy Fazbear in the back of the car. I just washed the sheets on my bed the other day, like 2 days ago. I smell like lavender. I think like when I was younger, when Mama would spray lavender on my sheets, and she told me it was like a good way to get rid of stress. But at some point, I just ended up like inhaling lavender. constantly, like I wear a lavender like oil on like behind my ears and stuff because it helps, and my room smells like lavender, and all like the soap I use smells like lavender, and the cleaning detergent I use smells like lavender, and everything smells like lavender, and my room is fucking purple like lavender. Too much is bad. That's like a comfort smell, I guess, at this point. Peppermint is pretty good. I hate the smell of peppermint. I hate the taste of peppermint. I would rather die than have to sniff peppermint. I would quite literally rather have a panic attack than sniff peppermint. And I feel like that says enough. Living the purple life, hot boxy room with lavender. I have this like hum not like a humidifier, like an air oil humidifier water misty thing. And it like faces me when I'm streaming, so I'll be streaming and I'll have it on and it'll be fine until it gets to be too much and then it's like blowing in my face and I don't want to anymore. I don't want to deal with it, you know? What if Glamrock smells like peppermint? Then I would walk the other way. It's a deal breaker. If you smell like peppermint, I don't want anything to deal with you. It's like Leah repellent. No lavender. No. Yes, lavender, no peppermint. Peppermint's gross. I'm only like two or 3 days back on my meds, and I feel like it's giving me a regular sleep schedule again. I haven't been this tired in a long time. Which is good and bad. But normally I stay up really late working on stuff. So I'll just have to start waking up early. I woke up at 9 o'clock this morning without being tired. I have no idea how that happened. I just woke up at nine and like wanted to do things. And I didn't like that. But I got up and I went grocery shopping, and it was really nice because now I have food. But then I came back home and I took a nap. So I guess it wasn't really that productive. You don't have a garbage pile in your room, right? I do, but when you put it like that, it makes me feel like I'm living in filth. I got tangerine juice. I like drinking tangerine juice. They had like these frozen macarons. So I got some of those and they're really tasty, but I almost ate the whole box. There weren't that many of them in there, but I ate almost all of them. And then I got I got some salad and a lot of veggies and pickles because I like eating pickles. And I don't remember what else. Chicken. Oh, I got onion pancakes. Those are really yummy. And milk, oat milk for my chai latte. Oh my god. Oh, I'm so tired. All of a sudden, oh no. Tangerine juice tastes different. I think it tastes a little bit sweeter than orange juice, personally. I don't like orange juice that much. I like tangerine juice more, but I'll drink orange juice. It just tastes less bitter, I guess. It's just sweeter, but not by that much. I don't know if they add in like sugar and stuff though. It kind of tastes like Sunny D, but like it's better for you than Sunny D, I think. Or maybe Sunny D is better. I don't know. I went through this phase not that long ago where all I would drink all day, every day was Sunny D and water. And like, now I can't drink Sunny D anymore. This was like a year ago. I had those like stupid little tiny bottles of Sunny D everywhere. They were just all over the shelves in my room. Everywhere you looked, there was a fucking Sunny D bottle because all I would drink was Sunny D for like 6 months, man. It's not even that good. Did you know macarons are the lesbian candy? How? How? What? They just look like hamburgers. I thought they were like the dessert patties. What? Lesbian candy? How do you have candy that's a lesbian or candy that's gay? What? I'll congratulate my macarons on coming out. It's almost Pride Month. I'm sure they'll appreciate it. What? Black Rock Shooter? What? Macarons also kind of look like other tasty treats that lesbians enjoy. What else do lesbians like eating? Are there any lesbians in chat? What do lesbians like eating? Macarons. Isn't there a joke that like all lesbians are vegan? I'm trying to think of like a vegetable that looks like a macaron. Vegetable that looks like a macaron. A persimmon? Are you vegan, man? No? I could never be vegan. I like eating ground beef too much. Ground beef and all sorts of different food. I like mixing ground beef into rice and eating like ground beef rice peel off or like ground beef and veggies or like ground beef and making like a burrito or like I like eggs. I could never be vegan. Not vegan, but veg. Vegeta? Dragon Ball Z? I don't understand. What? Of course I like rice, bro. Of course I like rice. I have too many rice-loving genes in my body to not like rice. Cheddar broccoli and rice with chicken. I don't like cheddar broccoli, but I like broccoli. Imagine a life without rice. I can't imagine. Like, I don't understand how there are people that don't eat rice. Like, I can't even think of the last time I had a meal without rice. It's too good. I like jasmine rice a lot. If I don't have just like regular like sticky rice, I prefer jasmine rice. But other than that, like I mean risotto I guess technically isn't like rice or like Couscous isn't technically like rice, but it's like the having a grain, right? Like a rice adjacent grain with a meal is nice. It's like a must. Like I could not have a meal without a rice adjacent food on my plate. Yeah. Who likes brown rice? Ugh. Brown rice, really? I don't know what type of rice I eat. It's just whichever one they have at the market. It comes in this like big white bag with like this red circle label that has like a flower inside of it. I don't know. I don't know what the name is. I've just been buying the same brand my whole life. I don't. Sometimes I eat like the same rice like you stick in the microwave really quick. It's like from the market too, so it's not like the instant rice you get at like the other type of group. Like there's a difference in them, right? Like Asian rice versus like other types of rice. Sticky short grain rice. Yeah. That's the one I like eating the best. I like eating it plain, or I like mixing a raw egg into it and then having the egg cook like that with just a teeny bit of soy sauce. That's always a good meal to eat. Or sometimes, if I'm really lazy, I just eat rice and kimchi. Nothing else in it. Jasmine rice, though, I like cooking into like Hispanic dishes. And I like whatever, we put this like seasoning on the jasmine rice, it turns it orange, and like we cook it with like corn inside of it, and like season, I don't know what it's called. It's really good though. We eat it with like plantains and stuff. Kimchi grilled cheese is delicious. Ew. Have you tried eating raw rice? No, what the fuck? Ew, who does that? Raw rice? Well, is that like a thing? I would imagine it kind of hurts, right? Gooey short grain rice. I don't like it when it's too gooey. Microwave rice is a war crime. Okay, no. So at the Asian markets and stuff, they sell these like plastic containers, right? Sorry, I keep yawning. Oh. They're like plastic containers of rice, and it's like stick this in the microwave for 1 minute, and it's like sticky short grain rice. So it's really ideal for like I guess like if you forget to make rice or something. Some of them taste really good. Must be like Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies are different though. Rice with crunch, ugh. Do the plastic containers have a valve for the vapor? You have to like open it a little bit. So like they have this like it's like plastic and then there's rice and then like the cover on top and then there's like this little line that's like open until here. And then you just like open it a little bit and stick it in the microwave and then it's all done. Wonder if I can find a picture. Microwave. Microwave. I don't know which one I eat. Oh, this is it. This is the one that I eat. I don't know how to copy this picture. add the photos. This one. That's what the rice looks like that I eat. Sometimes, not all the time, but just sometimes. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with buying them. They're actually really delicious. And it's like a great, simple, like if you forget or like you just don't want a whole lot of rice, like they're amazing. Yeah, so convenient. I bought them on accident one time when I was traveling, and my friend and I were eating food in our like we were eating dinner in our hotel room. We were like, man, we really want rice to go with this. So we got this thinking it was gonna be disgusting, and I've been hooked on it ever since. Curry rice. Ooh, curry rice could be good. Finding good instant rice would be like finding good Korean barbecue here. Ah. I thought that you, like in Texas you would have a lot of Korean barbecue places, but maybe not at the same time. Healthier than bread for sure. Ha ha ha. I don't really like bread that much, man. I mean, like, every so often I'll get, in the mood to eat some carbs, but like bread by itself, like Rin Moto, she can eat an entire loaf of French bread throughout the day all on her own. I think it's so weird. Like French bread is good sometimes, but like in moderation, you know? I can only eat like a small-ish piece of it. Or maybe like two or three small-ish pieces, and then I'm done. Milk rice with cinnamon sugar, you mean horchata? How do you say it? Horchata or horchata? I'm not Mexican, so I don't know how to say it, but I like that stuff. I'm trying to think of like, I think it's just still or horchata. Do it. Used to do that with French bread back in high school. She used to bring like the whole bag of French bread with her to school and stuff. It's so funny. Ah, girl, you're just like my little sister. What the heck? Horchata. I feel like I'm gonna butcher that too badly. Ah! Eat on a wooden cutting board. Just rip it off with your bare hands, man. It still tastes the same. Like they do in Italian restaurants. Like the Olive Garden. And that one soup that you can't say the name of because it's Pride Month almost. Tomorrow is Pride Month. You can't say the name of that soup anymore. I remember like after when Moto moved out too, there was like a she left half of the last loaf of bread that she ate in her room. So a couple of days ago, we like went to go grab something from inside of her room, and there was like this moldy, stale loaf of bread. Man. Rip it off with your bare hands, Freddy Fazbear style. Yeah, exactly. Of freaking stale bread, man. Ah, I think I'll call it short space here. I'm falling asleep, so we'll go ahead and we'll call it here. But I have a stream t in the morning. So we didn't talk more then. It was nice talking to you guys. I'm gonna fall asleep right now, I think. Good night!